And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush for one more hour. Great news, folks. He's back on Monday. So hang in there. Until then, I'm joined right now on the line by Michelle Thompson. Michelle Thompson from South Dakota. Michelle, why can't we all live in South Dakota? Why are you hogging it?
Well, you know, I was raised here, and so I do have, you know, maybe a little bit more of a right to be here. But we invite you all to come out and experience the amazing things we have in South Dakota.
Absolutely. And by the way, folks, Michelle is the president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. And Michelle, my wife and I were actually going up there in a couple weeks. And I told her, honey, I've got all kinds of great ideas and things that we can do. And she says, yeah, that's great. What does Michelle think?
Well, there are a lot of fantastic things coming up. I'm excited that you're coming back to the area. You'll have a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah. And before you start listing those, I just want to remind everyone, it's getting warmer. Okay. This is becoming a great time of year to go to South Dakota. And it's just incredibly beautiful up there. There are waterfalls and just all kinds of stuff. And here's another thing. You have freedom. I don't want to get into this too much, but I got to be honest, it's gotten really uptight here in Colorado. People are frustrated. They just want to get away. They want to go have some fun in some place and where it's a little more relaxed, where people aren't quite so uptight. And that's what you got going right now in South Dakota.
Yeah, we do have a very relaxed atmosphere, a lot of outdoor recreation and just a fun family atmosphere. We have a lot of visitors who are already rolling into the area, which is fantastic. The weather has been pretty good, and we are really looking forward to a fantastic season this year. We have a lot of people who are interested in coming to the Black Hills and seeing all of the amazing things that we have here.
Yeah. Oh, hey, before we get any further, what is the final word on what's going to happen with the 4th of July there? I mean, we'll talk about this another time, but are you guys going to have the fireworks there or not?
We have not. The final word so far that we've heard is no fireworks. But the governor of South Dakota is working with the federal government trying to change their minds.
Gosh. Ugh. We need your governor to run everything. Okay. tell me some things that are coming up here for the rest of May and June.
Well, this is getting to be a fantastic time in the Black Hills and Badlands area. This is when all of our events really do wrap up. So really starting around the weekend of May 21st is when a lot of events start happening. We have our State Parks Open House Weekend, the weekend of the 21st.
Is that when really quick here. So is that when the state parks actually open, or are they open all year? I assume not. It gets very snowy up there. I mean, what's it like right now in the Badlands and these things? Can you even go in?
Well, Badlands is a national park, but our state parks do stay open. You know, camping closes for the winter, but the state parks are actually beautiful in the winter. One of my favorite times to go to Custer State Park is in the winter when the animals are a lot more near the roads and you can really see the beautiful wildlife and scenery in the park.
So what are some of the predominant wildlife up there that you're going to see by the road?
In Custer State Park, we have about 1,300 head of wild buffalo, so you'll definitely get stuck in a buffalo traffic jam. One of the park favorites is our begging burros. We have burros in the park that will stick their head right into your car if you open the window, and they will eat absolutely anything that you throw their way.
Wow.
There are also elk and antelope.
Do we get in trouble?
Mule deer and...
Elk and, okay, wait a minute. We'll back up for a second. Do we get in trouble for feeding the animals, or is that okay?
No, you won't get in trouble for feeding the animals. They do prefer that you feed them healthy things like carrots, but they will eat absolutely anything.
They will eat absolutely anything. Well, that sounds, by the way, are all the animals in South Dakota, are they wearing masks, or are they more au naturel?
No,
are they
masks.
So the animals in South Dakota are much more relaxed. That's good.
Well, yes, I suppose they are, yes.
That's good. That's good to hear. I'm sorry, but I'm in uptight Colorado where, you know, we're eternally locked down. I think that's just going to be the way it is. In fact, if you want to leave Colorado to drive to South Dakota, a gate has to actually be moved across the highway for you to get out. It's kind of scary. I'm kidding. Okay, so what else is coming up here right now?
Okay, so another fun event that we have in May is the Sound of Silence Tesla Rally.
Ooh.
So if you have people that have Teslas and you want to come up for a rally, We have a lot of car rallies that are in the Black Hills area throughout the summer, but the first one is the Tesla Rally, which is the weekend of May 21st.
So what do they do
with this?
And then
when we roll, well, we have a beautiful area to drive around, all this beautiful scenic roads and the national parks and the state parks.
Right.
So a lot of car clubs love to have their rallies here just because it's such a beautiful place to drive.
Very cool. Okay. John will love that, of course. He's a car guy. What's next?
Yeah. Well, the first weekend of June, June 5th and 6th, is the Crazy Horse Volksmarch. And a Volksmarch is an organized walk. So this is one of two times in during the year where you can actually walk up onto the arm of Crazy Horse Memorial and stand face-to-face with Crazy Horse. The
Serious?
Sculpture. Yes, and it's a beautiful walk through trees, and it's just a pretty incredible experience to walk right up onto the arm of Crazy Horse.
I got to be honest, I'd be afraid. I'm terrified of heights. I'm a total wuss.
Well, you could stand in the middle of the arm.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
It's very, very large. I don't know if you had the opportunity to see Crazy Horse when you were here, but the face of Crazy Horse itself is about 93 feet high. So an incredibly large mountain.
What's it been like, Michelle, with so many people coming to South Dakota basically to get away from some other states? Are you guys overrun, or is it okay because the weather's been cold anyway?
You know, even when the weather was cooler, we had a lot of people coming here from other states to visit the area because we have been open and we haven't had large mandates. So we've seen a lot of people here from areas where we don't traditionally see them, a lot of New York plates, a lot of Maryland, Virginia, Washington, and Oregon, at times that are not typical for visitors to come here, but it's not so completely overrun that people can't come and visit. We encourage people to come out and see us. You know, our friends in Colorado have been really good to South Dakota and come and visit us often, so we hope that will continue this summer.
Okay, well, you know, last time I talked to you, you had just had your stock show, and I'm just going to remind everybody we didn't have ours here in Colorado, and we lost several millions and millions of dollars that we lost. And you guys took all that business because the moment we shut ours down, you guys got overrun with calls, didn't you?
We did, yeah. And the stock show turned out incredible this year. We had a lot of people coming to the area for the stock show, and attendance was really, really good this year.
Was it really good? Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. I'm so jealous. Okay.
So if you don't want to have yours next year, we'll go ahead and take that over, too.
You'd be just totally fine with that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Charlie, if we heard a – just a sec. Charlie, if we heard a final on that, are we having our stock show this year? Oh, we are having it this year. I'm sorry, Michelle. We're actually going to have it. But don't worry. I'm sure everybody will have to be masked and kept at least 300 feet apart. So, you know, don't worry. We'll have like 10 people in attendance, and you guys will still do really well. When you guys had this last time, were your hotels just all booked top to bottom?
Yeah, Rapid City Hotels, where the stock show is held, were very full during that time frame. They were ecstatic that we had such a great stock show during COVID. And no, it was not a super spreader.
No.
Yeah, people.
There
people
were no numbers.
Smart,
no numbers came out. No numbers came out of that. That said, right. Oh, my gosh, a lot of people who were there, because they do track people. You know, they know where they've been in groups and so forth. And you guys had no numbers that came out of that saying, oh, gee, a lot of people got that there.
Right. And you were in the area during the pandemic, so you know that people are being safe. You know, they're wearing masks if they feel like they need to wear masks, but you won't see a lot of that around here. Partially because we have space to social distance, and we know that if we can social distance, that we can keep everybody safe. And I think people are doing a great job of that. I just saw a report the other day that South Dakota is topping the nation in recoveries for COVID. So that's something to be proud of, too.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when I was up, by the way, you guys were leading the way in vaccinations. People were just getting them, and they were being pretty chill about everything. But when I was up there, I would say, golly, maybe a quarter to a third of the people were wearing masks, which was fine. Nobody was looking at them funny. They were all just like, hey, you be you. It's all cool. Whereas here, there's a lot more social pressure either way. And I just found it very relaxing and really enjoyable. Okay, what else do you have coming up?
Well, we would love to have people join you in Deadwood. I'm sure you'll come up to Deadwood and
oh,
visit
yes.
that area.
I've already got my
One
room
of
ready.
Fantastic. One of Deadwood's most exciting events every year is Wild Bill Days. So Deadwood was made famous because of Wild Bill.
Right.
And so they annually have a music festival called Wild Bill Days, and it will be held June 18th and 19th. And two of the headliners will be Ronnie Millsap and Jody Messina, and we are just really looking
cool.
forward to a great weekend of fun and music in Deadwood.
Fantastic. Okay, so one last thing. Just give us a breakdown. What's the weather like? Okay, I know because it's, what is it usually, about 10 degrees colder there than here, I think. And so what's it starting to look like there in the Black Hills and in Badlands?
Well, I believe today it was about 65 degrees.
Oh.
This time of year, we can get rain, of course. So we do have, the next couple days are supposed to be a little bit rainy, but then it's supposed to go back up into the 60s we've already had 80 degrees, so it's not completely cold here. Even in the winter, when we do get snow, we have very beautiful days. So our weather is actually pretty comparable to what you have.
Don't worry, it's going to snow a lot when I come up. I'm from Wisconsin. It just kind of follows me. And, you know, you always hear about climate change. That's actually just me when I take trips.
Well, it is possible. I won't lie to you. It is possible to have snow in May. That has happened, and it's possible to have it in June as well, but it's not the type of snow that sticks around. You know, you might see a little bit of the white stuff, and then it melts and goes away, and the next day is beautiful.
All right. Well, Michelle Thompson, I will be up there. I'll be feeding animals, and it's going to be junk food, just so you know. When I leave, there's going to be a lot of fat animals in South Dakota. I just want to warn you, so you may have to put them on do some kind of an exercise program, something to help them out. Michelle Thompson, president of the Black Hills and Badlands Tourism Association. How do people reach you and learn more?
Well, we would love if people would check out our website, blackhillsbadlands.com. That's where we have all of our events listed and great attractions and activities and national parks. So check it out, and then you can give us a call at 605-355-3700 if you have any questions at all about planning your trip.
Fantastic. Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great weekend. Okay, up next, folks, is Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know, you hear these words all the time in his ads talking about reverse mortgages. I'm going to say them slowly. Guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in your house. That's pretty cool, right? Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Flesh and Beck is up next. Folks, I know what you're thinking. Something's gone wrong, maybe a car accident, but you can't afford a good lawyer. No, folks, you can't afford not to have a good one. And Kevin Flesh works on a contingency basis. He doesn't get paid if you don't win. So get yourself a great lawyer with Kevin Flesh, FLESCH. Call Flesh and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills. And the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Richard Beatty. Is he coming in? I'm waiting. Okay. All right, Richard will be in shortly. Hey, folks, I want to mention something here really quick here. The CDC has come out and said the U.S. birth rate sees the largest drop in 50 years. John and I were talking about this. You know, everybody was thinking a year ago, oh my gosh, everybody's going to be stuck at home. They're all going to be having babies. They're all going to be coming together. And we were just looking at each other like, I don't think so. And I said then, and I'm going to say it now, this thing is going to make young people paranoid. It's going to make them terrified. And we learned, we knew, what was it, Charlie, as early as June, maybe even May, this thing was targeting old people. It was targeting the elderly and those who are at risk, maybe due to immunity deficiency. It was not targeting young people at all. And yet, you've got all these young people across America who are so terrified of something that's not affecting them that they stopped dating as much. I'm not kidding, folks. They stopped producing babies because that's the age group that largely produces kids. And there was another thing, of course. People were worried about the future, right? They're looking around. They're seeing everything crumbling down. They're like, when will it ever come back? And they're, you know, piling into stores and buying all kinds of toilet paper and doing whatever they can. This was a terrifying time. Folks, they weren't going to have more babies. We said they were going to have less. We knew they were going to have less because we knew what was going to happen when these governors were pushing all this kind of paranoia. It's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Hey, before we go any further and before we go to break, I did get in a number of other responses to the movies, and I just want to put them on here because some of these are really classic movie moments. Here we go. Jack Nicholson in the psychiatrist's office with everybody in the waiting room, and he says, "What if this is as good as it gets?" That's classic. That's absolutely classic. Okay, next one. Here are a few of mine. Pretty Woman, the shopping scene. You remember that, Charlie? When she gets to shop and gets, you know, spend all kinds of money. That was great. 13 Going on 30, the thriller dance. Did you see that, Charlie? 13 Going on 30, did you see that? Yeah? Oh, when they do the thriller dance. Very cool. Okay, here's a scene you can't unsee. I'm being honest here. Team America, the sex scene with the marionettes. Did you know they had to go through, like, I don't know, like 7 or 8 different edits of that just so they wouldn't be rated NC-17? NC-17, sorry. And all it is two marionette dolls that they're pushing at each other in a million different ways. Unbelievable, but that made it so it couldn't even be rated R. Okay, next one. The Karate Kid, 2 scenes. One you can never unsee is when he gets the knee swept toward the end in the last fight. The guy sweeps his knee and basically breaks it. And then finally, the final kick that he does to win. That was a classic. Okay, another one that you can't unsee, Charlie. Alien, the first time the alien comes out through the chest. That is absolutely one you cannot unsee. I know, game over, man, game over. Oh, here's a classic, guys, here's a classic. How many people out there, show of hands, I can see you, I can see you all, who saw Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? When John Candy and Steve Martin wake up together in bed, and Steve Martin says, "Those aren't pillows. I will say no more." That's a hilarious movie. Hilarious. He's looking at me. Okay, how about this one? The Shining, Here's Johnny. I mean, you can't forget that. You absolutely cannot forget that. That was a classic. And let me see here. Oh, yes. Pirates of the Caribbean, when Captain Jack is arriving on the dock. as his ship is going underwater. I thought that was pretty classic, definitely. Okay, I can do more, but I'll take a break right now because I'm just running out of these movies. Golden Eagle Financial is next. You know, your job isn't confusing. You've done it for years. But retirement? That's a whole new world. Let Al Smith guide you as you learn how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes or just how to minimize risk. Call Al at 303-744-1128 or you can find Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com.
Before you make any decisions about specific strategies to collect your retirement funds, you need to picture yourself in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, meets with plenty of people who've never thought about how they will spend their retirement years, so he starts every consultation with an exercise in imagination. You probably have a plan bouncing around in your brain somewhere. Starting a business, traveling overseas, volunteering at your church, going on a mission trip, moving closer to family. Al will help you to envision, after decades of hard work, finally having enough time to do what you want. As you describe your future goals, Al will establish a realistic projection of what you'll need in retirement. Start planning early so most of your retirement income can be tax-free. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Geno's Auto, make sure your vehicle is in top working order. People have been putting this stuff off during COVID. It shows. Never seen so many stranded cars. Okay, if you're on the west side, get it done right. Call Geno's at 303-794-6700, or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
Now's the time to take advantage of Geno's Napa Break Special. This month, get a $50 Napa prepaid Visa card with a qualifying Napa Brakes parts purchase of $250 or more. For over 38 years, Geno's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. At Geno's, their team recommends checking your brakes every 5,000 miles. Stop in this week and they'll check your brakes for free. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, the Geno's team will back up their work with Napa's nationwide peace of mind warranty. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop off your car and pick it up when ready. Geno's continues their public service work, partnering with Hands of the Carpenter and donating work on vehicles for single mothers or women in need. Check out all their Google reviews for a good snapshot of their business. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit them online at genosautoservice.com. That's Genos with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. And on the line right now, we have Jersey Joe. Joe, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Andy?
How you doing? I'm doing all right.
I'm doing all right. I didn't have to hit anybody with a shovel today. I'm doing good.
Hey, before I let you go any further, we just got another texter, and this is kind of funny. He says, it was Mamma Mia with the ABBA songs. I had to watch it with my ex-wife, and I'm still in therapy as a result. Six exclamation points. That's hilarious. I love it.
You know, I didn't catch, you know, all of them. I had to go in and out. I was cooking dinner and stuff.
Right.
But a couple of my favorite. Did you do We're Going to Need a Bigger Boat?
Yes. Richard did that. We're going to need a bigger boat.
I'm going to take you way, way back. Black and white movie.
Okay.
No, it wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty That Killed the Beast.
Don't say. It was Beauty That Killed the Beast. Gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. I don't got it. Sorry, what was
King Kong.
Yes! Kong. Oh, what am I thinking? Duh.
All right.
He's swatting airplanes. You know, it's good that he was swatting airplanes and not swatting blondes.
I mean,
that would have been really bad if he had been swatting a bunch of blondes, but he fell in love.
In one hand, but he fell in airplanes. One, yeah.
Yeah, and he falls right. In love with an airplane. That just yeah. That would have been wrong.
Right. Here's a scene. This will bring back a scene.
Okay.
Toga.
Oh yes. Animal House.
Animal. And I love the other scene in that movie. Guess what I am? I'm a zit.
Get it? I'm a zit. Get it?
and he, punches the cheek.
The classic line, though, is when the when the Germans bomb Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, when the Germans bombed Pearl
Harbor. John Belushi killed me. He was so funny. This one guy mentioned Anthony Hopkins. What would be probably the most classic scene with Anthony Hopkins? It's got to be Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, was it with the I ate his liver with some fava beans? Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to remember one. Hang on. How about Say Hello to My Little Friend? Did you do that one?
No, Scarface.
Al Pacino. How did you not do Say Hello to My Little Friend?
Because I'm
My Little Friend.
Because I'm a substandard man, Joe. I mean, that's what it is.
What happened there? I can't believe we both missed that.
We both missed that. I'm not a man anymore. By the way, we're joined again by Richard Beatty. Welcome back.
Hi, Joe.
Richard was keeping all traffic, all people safe in traffic.
Yes.
Oh, well, fantastic. And of course you did. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Oh, yeah.
Well, do you, punk?
You feel lucky, punk.
Oh, that was such a classic line. There's so many classic scenes.
Tell me you missed that one. You didn't do that one?
We missed that, yes.
I actually, I did a bunch of extras that I threw in. I just did a bunch of extras just now, which I was throwing in. I thought the cliffhanger scene where the girl falls is one of the most memorable moments. I don't know how you get that out of your head.
Well, the other one with the falling, you remember in the original Die Hard where... What's his name?
Hans. Hans Gruber.
Hans. He died recently. What was his real name?
From Galaxy Quest 2. Yeah. Gosh, what a great actor, too. Come on. Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman.
Took me a moment. I did not use the internet. I just...
No, but when he's hanging, remember, he's got him by one hand and it slips and he falls down, from the 80th story.
And the guy at the bottom says...
Yeah. Yep. And actually, there's a quote...
Wait. You can't run on from that. What does the guy at the bottom say?
Ooh.
I hope that wasn't a hostage.
And by the way, one I sent you, because you sent some slurs at me in an email, to which I replied, you talking to me?
You talking to me, yes. We were waiting for you on that, Jersey Joe. You talking to me?
Well, that's true. It's not right for us to do, those kind of crime movies without you. It just didn't feel right.
And how about from Network? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm shouting out the window. Did you miss that?
We missed that.
We did, but we do realize there have been thousands of movies. Be nice. We did our best.
Okay, well, all right. I'm just saying, but I think those would have to be certainly in the top 50.
They are. Those are good. What did you think of? I don't know if you heard this one. We of course did Luke. I am your father.
Right.
Okay. Independence Day, the exploding White House. But what is more memorable, when the White House gets hit just because it's the White House, or where it hits the Empire State Building and goes straight down through? So I thought that was the cooler looking one.
Mm. Yeah, with all the people on top with their signs, welcome aliens.
I know.
I thought that was cool.
I enjoyed that.
Hang on, there was one more I'm trying to think of.
I got to throw one out. Chick flick, but it's a good one. My wife gave me this one. From the movie Say Anything, where he's holding the boom box at the end.
Never saw it. Can't tell you. Never saw it.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You stumped.
Classic moment. What, Charlie, you see that one? Charlie's nodding. That's classic moment, right? Absolutely. Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
I'm racking my brain now. I'm sure you did all the Terminator movies, right?
No, we did not. We didn't do any Hasta la Vista, Baby.
You didn't do a Hasta la Vista, Baby?
No.
How did you not do that?
I am a substandard male. I keep telling you this.
I guess.
Failure in life.
How about Top Gun? I feel the need for speed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's another one we didn't do, which I can't believe we didn't. Okay. I mean, my goodness. Talk about a famous movie moment. Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
I thought that would have been like number one or two.
It should have been. And I actually, by the way, I had it written down and I forgot it.
Okay.
There's other Gable ones that we missed, too. We didn't do any Gable.
No, we didn't. And by the way, Joe, I asked the others, I'm going to ask you, if you were there, you know, when Leonardo DiCaprio screamed, "I am the king of the world," would you have pushed him off?
I would have, absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I would have, too. You see, I'm just saying. So we're unanimous. Okay, go ahead.
Right. All right, here's one. This is, I think, one of the most memorable lines from somebody who wasn't a name star in a movie. From the restaurant scene in Harry Met Sally, "I'll have what she's having."
We had that.
Yeah, we had that one.
That one we had. That
Richard got that one, right? So, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Meg Ryan, was she great in that scene?
Oh, she was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. She was so funny. I laughed myself sick after that.
And you did, of course, you did The Wizard of Oz, right? We don't have to cover Wizard of Oz.
Well, we did. We did where, and this came from my wife, where it went from black and white to Technicolor. I mean, there's so many. I'll get you.
Well,
and you're a little dark too.
I mean, yeah, but yeah.
Get you my
I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Is the
right? That's the classic. Yeah. I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Mm-hmm. On the line. Hey, hang on, Joe. On the line right now, we have producer Ann Muir.
Okay.
Hey, Andy. How are you guys?
Doing well, Ann. What do you got for
Good.
Us?
Oh, do you guys remember the movie Better Off Dead? John Cusack's in it.
Ooh. Oh, that's a classic. I love Better Off
Dead. Isn't that awesome when you've got the guy, the kid on the bike, the paper boy, and he's running around the whole movie. I want my $2. I want my $2.
Oh, and then he gets a group of them, and they're like hunting him in the forest. And you've got like a dozen kids on bikes trying to catch him to get their $2.
I think you're confusing that with E.T.
No. That's actually part of it. I've seen Better Off Dead.
I'm not remembering that. I just remember him, like, at the end, he's going after him, and he totally wipes out.
Yeah.
When he's skiing, because he puts his bike on skis to go after him. So.
But, bring up a good point. We did not say anything about E.T. either. So.
Phone Home.
Oh, yeah.
The Phone Home.
Home. Right. Well, no, Better Off Dead, I think that may be the funniest Cusack movie ever.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was so stupid. Okay.
Right.
Well done, Andy. You got any more?
All right.
Come on.
No.
You got to have another. Okay, Ann, nobody else nobody else here had seen this, so I'm the only one. 13 going on 30, the Thriller Dance.
Oh.
I haven't seen that.
You haven't seen? You
mean Michael Jackson's Thriller Dance? I mean, the music video?
Yeah. They do,
I remember that, yeah.
But they do it in 13 going on 30.
Oh, okay, but I didn't see that movie. But I know the Thriller Dance. Yeah.
My gosh, am I self-identifying as a chick flick watcher?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think this is something that
Charlie's doing the Thriller Dance in the next
this
room.
This is the first time he's coming out, you know, so.
Yeah.
Well.
You really watch. The ones that just cover, right?
Okay. What's the greatest lines from Casablanca before you go?
I'm blanking.
Yeah. Anybody.
It's a friendship. What is it? We're off to a beautiful friendship, or I think it's the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
The beginning of a beautiful friendship. That's classic. Yeah. Joe, go ahead.
Yep.
How about of all the gin joints in the world, I may misquote this, about all the gin joints in the world and all the towns, she walks into mine.
Awesome.
Play it again, Sam.
Yep. Sam. And, of course, Charlie just gave the classic, "Here's looking at you, kid."
I heard that whispering in my ear.
That's not God. That's actually Charlie.
It's Charlie, which...
Or it's not your conscience either. It's actually, I know it's not God, and it's not your conscience.
Imagine if
it's
God was like Charlie.
You know, I wonder.
Charlie kind of controls a lot of things, though. You
he
know?
Does.
He kind of plays God with the show.
He does. He's really into power. Mm-hmm. He's into control. But and, you know, every time now, whenever I'm feeling guilty and I do have a voice of conscience in my head, it's actually Charlie's voice now.
It is.
Which is a really freaky kind of feel. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Does it ever go away?
No. No, it doesn't. No. I scream
it's
a lot.
Always there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ann. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's still small voice in your head.
That's still small voice in my head. It's Charlie.
It's Charlie.
Charlie is the screaming one. Shut up, for the love of God. Shut up. Okay, Joe, hang on over the break, okay?
Okay.
Thanks so much, sir. Okay, first up, a good shop. Bad weather, it keeps coming. I know it looks gorgeous outside, folks. We're going to get bad weather. It's going to snow. It's going to rain. And no matter how well you drive, the other driver might not be so careful. So in case of an accident, have this number handy, 720-541-7697. Remember, You control where your car goes, not the insurance company. Call a good shop at 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers because they're driven by one simple goal, to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into A Good Shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work, all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Find more guns and ammo at lower prices, only at Franktown Firearms. Everyone says they value long-term relationships with their customers, but the team at Franktown Firearms back up their words with actions by keeping their prices fair and their shelves as full as possible. Because they maintain good relationships with their suppliers, the team at Franktown Firearms has developed a reputation for reliability, which allows them to keep their shelves stocked during nationwide shortages. Because they always have new shipments coming in, they haven't had to hike up prices, so you can find guns and ammo at or below MSRP. You will go back again and again to a shooting range and gun store where you feel respected, and the team at Franktown Firearms shows respect through reasonable prices and a consistent supply of guns and ammo. Fill out their contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for specific pricing. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right. Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162, and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush for one last segment. And then John comes back on Monday, which is really great news. Along with me right now, Richard Beatty. And on the line, we've got Jersey Joe. Joe, what do you got next?
Well, I want three more, and then I want to talk about Aurora and Baltimore. But did you?
Yes.
I hope you did some. Hope you did some Godfather quotes.
We're calling it Aurora more, pretty soon.
All right.
Okay.
Did you do some Godfather ones?
Yeah, we did Godfather.
We did a few. Go ahead and throw.
Well,
those are
the
this is the Godfather. They're worth hearing again.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse. You did that one, obviously, right?
Oh yes, mm-hmm. Classic.
Oh, all right, here's one. There's no crying in baseball.
Tom Hanks.
I don't remember Marlon Brando saying that.
No, it's Tom Hanks.
Oh, okay. I thought we were
Tom Hanks
in
A League of Their Own. No. Joe's very eclectic. He's jumping around here. That is a classic line.
It is,
Who was crying, by the way? It wasn't Madonna, was it? Was it Gina? Rosie O'Donnell, Gina Davis?
Gina, I think it was Gina Davis. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And here's one. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
2001?
That was Hal to Dave. I'm sorry, Hal. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Classic. Yeah. Absolutely classic.
All right. can we go to politics now?
Yes, we can. Let's do it.
Unless you'd rather do something else.
Oh, gee, I'm kind of shy. I don't talk politics. But, you know, just this once.
All right. Well, yesterday, Rich, I don't know if you know, we had the councilman from the city of Aurora on, and he was asking, you know, what can they do or what shouldn't they do in terms of making Aurora prosper? And I brought up, don't do whatever Baltimore's done, look at Baltimore and do the opposite. Let me quote you some statistics from Baltimore. Now, these are about 2 years old. I did a little dissertation.
On Baltimore?
On Baltimore about 2 years ago.
Okay. That's depressing.
all right. But so this is a class study. You look at what Baltimore's done and you do the opposite. So as you may be aware, Baltimore is a dying city, and it's been dying for more than a decade now.
Right.
This past year, which was 2019, it earned the dubious title of America's most dangerous city with a homicide rate of 55.6 per 100,000. Now, let me put that in perspective. Big U.S. cities are typically around 4.5 to 5 per 100,000. That is 12 times the U.S. national average of 4.6 per 100,000 people. Can you imagine 55.6 per 100,000 homicide rate?
Yeah.
Now, what else is Baltimore trying to deal with? Well, in Baltimore, and this is before the pandemic, 46% of the adult population between the ages of 16 and 64 were without a job. And again, this is pre-pandemic. So you say, well, why are all those people without a job? Well, they're without a job because there are no jobs in Baltimore. And why are there no jobs? Because of ridiculous tax rates passed by the Democratic liberal politicians who run the city for the past 50 years, in a counterproductive attempt to pay for all the social programs they put in place. However, as is typically the case, when you raise tax rates, you wind up getting less tax revenues. And let me give you a summary of those taxes. Real property taxes, $2.25 per $100 of assessed value, 300% higher than the 73 cents rate charged by the nearby town of Lithicum Heights, which you can see from Baltimore. So you're sitting in Baltimore with a business, you own a business, you own some property, you own a building, you're paying $2.25 per $100 of value, and you can look out your window and see another building a half mile away where they're charging you 73 cents per hundred. How long would you stay in that building?
Not very long. 1 second.
All right. Now, on top of your real property taxes, there's personal property taxes, which is paid on vehicles, inventory, your cash registers, machinery. You know, if you have anything, you got a pizza oven, you've got a, you know, anything, you got a cheese machine, whatever. $5.62 per $100 of value versus $1.83 per hundred in that same nearby town. Can you imagine so once a year you own a liquor store, they come in and say, how much liquor on your shelf? Oh, we want $5.62 per hundred for everything on your shelf.
You know, and
a city in
Joe, I'm really sorry. Quick here. I want you to get back to the city for a second, but let me give you an example we gave in the first hour that they ran the numbers on Biden states versus Trump states and how they did on unemployment during COVID. And the difference is Trump states unemployment went up by 2.5%. Biden states went up by 6.2%.
I can believe it. By the way, I've got a friend in Denver who owns a marijuana business, a dispensary. And, you know, normally you need a state-issued marijuana license to go to work in a marijuana business. Well, he needed some workers, and the state made an exception when they closed the casinos, and he used to work in a casino.
Right.
And the state said, well, you know, if a person has a casino license, they've already passed the background check.
True.
We'll make an emergency exception that you can hire a casino worker with a badge, without, even though they don't have a state-issued marijuana. So he went around, you know, he had some contacts, I had some contacts. He was trying to hire casino workers who had been making $18 an hour. He was trying to hire them at $22 an hour, and they laughed at him. Huh. Absolutely laughed at him.
Yep.
Because they were getting 55% of their base pay, which was basically $10 an hour from state unemployment. And they were getting, remember, $600 a week? They were getting another $15 an hour from the federal government. That was that $600 per week, $15 an hour from federal. So they were making $25 an hour on unemployment.
Right.
And he could not. and he couldn't hire. And even if he said, well, what if I went to 26? And they said, you think I'm going to go to work for a buck an hour over what I'm making? He literally couldn't hire people at 26 bucks an hour.
It's absolutely ridiculous. We're rewarding people to not work.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's got to stop.
The incentive was don't work. If you come to work, you'll have to take a pay cut, and you'll have to get up at 6:30 every morning. You'll have to commute to work, you know, buy your own lunch. You know, you'll have to dress nice, and we're going to pay you less money to do that. So it was insane.
Did you see Montana and South Carolina just drop that?
Yep.
Phasing it out.
Good for them. Good for them. Let me just wrap up at Baltimore, and then I'm going to circle back to Mother's Day. Finally, high school graduation rate of less than 40%. Can you imagine that?
Unreal.
Any business would have to be insane to consider opening or continuing to operate a business with tax rates like these and limited access to a workforce. Now, here's the kicker. Let me put this in perspective. Now, you know that the United States population has grown every single year for the past, I don't know, 50 years. Every year we have an increase in population. And while the population of the United States has grown 58% since 1970, the population of Baltimore, which is great climate, harbor town, used to be a fantastic place. The population of Baltimore, while the U.S. population has grown 58%, the population of Baltimore has decreased by more than 30% from 905,000 to 622,000 because the majority of taxpayers have already left, businesses and taxpayers. And by the way, we didn't talk about the city income tax rate, which is 3% on top of the county tax rate of 2.83%, which is a 5.88% city and county tax rate on top of state. So if you are a worker and you were living in an apartment in Baltimore and you say, I make $100,000 a year, and if I move from here to that building I can see a half mile away, I'm going to save $6,000 a year, wouldn't you move?
Yes. Yeah. Do you have a lot of people right now who are living in the outskirts and coming to work in Baltimore, or are the businesses moving too?
Oh, the businesses left. The businesses have left. The business, because of the ridiculous real property rates, because of the personal property tax where they tax you on your inventory, your equipment, your vehicles, all the businesses have left.
Oh, and then the crime.
Have left.
The crime as well.
And yeah, that hasn't left. That part's right.
That business is still going on.
Hey, by the way, Joe, just so you know, you got about a minute and a half if you want to get to Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So anyways, U.S. Representative Cori Bush, Missouri, yesterday in her speech, she went out of her way to using the word mother. She now refers to mothers as birther people. So Sunday is going to be officially Birther People's Day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What an insult to mothers.
Isn't that charming? I mean, birther people.
Yeah,
birthing people. Birthing people.
U.S. Representative Cori Bush now refers to women who have children as birther people. She refuses to use the word mother. So happy Birther People's Day. Wish your mother, if you have mothers, if they're still living, say happy Birthers People Day on Sunday.
Joe, is there anything beautiful in life that the left won't ruin? Mm. I mean anything. I want you to think of one beautiful thing in life outside of maybe a sunset that the left will not destroy.
Well, maybe, or let me put this way, either hasn't destroyed or isn't trying to destroy.
Yeah.
But no, I can't think of anything that they either haven't already destroyed or they're not trying diligently to destroy.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot. And remember, Bill Gates wants to put those reflective things up in the sky so maybe he can get rid of the sunsets.
Oh, goodness. Goodness. Oh, my only disappointment this week, you didn't have Candy C. DeBach on as your co-host. I was hoping.
Tried to get her.
You had Shimei and Susan Kochevar, but, you know, I keep hoping Candy C. DeBach, and every week you disappoint me, Andy. So.
You know, in fact, I didn't have a single communist in here.
I know.
I let you down, man.
Shame on you. You are not inclusive, Andy.
All right, Joe. Jersey Joe, we'll see you next week. You take care.
All right, take care. Goodbye, Richard.
Bye-bye. Goodbye, Joe.
Okay, folks, that'll do it for today. If you missed the first hour, it replays next. Thanks to Richard Beatty for joining me.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Did you have fun?
Happy birthday to my mom, 91 years old.
Happy birthday to your mom, 91 years old. Fantastic.
Yeah. And happy Mother's Day.
Fantastic. Okay, Drive Time and Fix It Radio tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Until then, drive safe, God bless, and thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.